Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm actually an empath and have a million stories that I can share with you, but I'm going to go ahead and just share probably my worst one. So when I was 18, I got married and I had a little boy. And by the time I was probably 20 and my son was less than a year, and my husband started working night shifts and we were in a new apartment. And the first thing that had ever happened to me was I was doing the dishes one evening and I could hear someone whispering behind me. Well, my husband loves to play games on me, so I thought that he was just being an ass. So I turned around to smack him and he wasn't there. Thought I was tired and maybe I was just hearing things. So while I continue to do the dishes, all of a sudden the voice gets louder and it's right in my ear and I can feel breath on my neck. So I think for sure it's him, turn around to smack him and no one's there. Scream at the top of my lungs. He comes running in and he's like, I don't know what's going on. I've been in the bathroom for like 20 something minutes. So he told me again, I was just tired and I needed to get some rest. After that, I started hearing my name in whispers once in a while. I would also hear my baby's name in whispers too. I never heard my husband's name ever. And for some reason, when real stuff started happening, it seemed that it was only when my husband was gone, almost as though it knew that my son and I were vulnerable without him there. The next few things that started to happen, I don't know if you've ever really listened to a baby monitor, but they pick up almost everything. And this is back even in like 2007. They were still pretty good. And you could hear the crunching on the carpet when someone would walk through. Well, one night I'm laying in bed and I have the monitor on and I can hear my son kind of cooing and crying. And all of a sudden I start to hear the crunching on the carpet. And it's the exact distance of footsteps. I'm thinking maybe I'm just hearing something. But then I hear the rocking chair next to the monitor start to move. So I think someone's in my son's nursery and I run in to get him and no one's there. The next stuff that starts to happen is I start to hear our names on the monitor as well. And I start having nightmares and I start having vivid dreams, or what I'm not sure were dreams at all, where everything would be exactly how it was in my room, but a black figure would be standing in the corner of my room staring at me, and he would always be in different corners of the room. So one day I was feeding my son his food, and I was still feeding him baby food, and he was eating, and if you've ever had an infant, you want to entertain them while they're eating, or they will be very stubborn. So I had him in front of the TV, probably about 6 feet away from the TV. He makes a mess, so I take the glass jar of baby food and a very cheap plastic spoon that I was feeding him with, put it in the jar and on top of the entertainment system. As I start to walk away, I hear a clink, and I turn around, and the jar is still upright on the entertainment system, but for some crazy reason, the spoon had come out and flown across the room to hit the high chair. After that, I started hearing my son get more hysterical and more upset in the middle of the night. So I went in one night after he was just absolutely inconsolable. And I get in the room, I pick him up, and when I would get my son, I would always keep the door open so that way there was some light coming in so I could see him. And all of a sudden, I see him peer over my shoulder. So he's looking at something, and the door is slowly closing. Now, this is in the middle of the winter, so there's no AC on, and there's no windows open. It was too cold. So I freak out, fling the door open, and run out. And as soon as that happens, I look back, and the door is opening the other way. And I freak out and keep my son in my room, and rightfully so, that night. So after that had happened, I decided to bless the house, and I decided to pray over the apartment and everything. And I wasn't really a religious person, but I was kind of desperate. And so I prayed over it, and actually what had happened was the next 2 months were actually pretty quiet. So I thought I had maybe been freed from this thing. And then one night when my husband, again, was at work, we were in a small apartment. So my bedroom was right next to the front door, basically with a thin wall. And in the middle of the night, I hear the door open and then close again, someone walk in and lock the door. I assume it's my husband. He came home early, so I go out to greet him. No one's there. No lights are on, nothing. I call him, asking him if he came to the apartment at all. He said he's been at work and he can't talk to me because he's too busy. Something came into the apartment and let me know that it was there. After that, I had gotten so frustrated with what was happening that I finally decided to call this thing out. So in the middle of the night, I went into the family room and I sat in the dark and I demanded that whatever was there to let me know it was there. And it didn't answer and I was getting incredibly frustrated. So I finally said, "Are you there?" And I was very angry in the way that I said it. And there was a loud bang on the wall behind me. I was terrified, but I was so mad that this thing was starting to mess with my kid that I yelled, "Are you the one that's been screwing with me and my little boy?" And right as I said that, there were three loud bangs against the wall right behind me. And I started crying. I was terrified. I ran in the other room. I started telling my husband that we were going to look for a new place to live. While we were looking for a new place to live, my husband actually one night had taken care of the baby so I could sleep on his night off. And I wake up in the morning and him and my son are asleep on the couch in the family room. And I ask him what happened. He said, "Maybe you're not so crazy. I think something might be going on. Last night I went to go get the baby because he was crying and I closed the door because I don't want any light in the room. And I noticed a black shape in the corner of the room up in the ceiling. And it starts to kind of freely move. And my husband's a very scientific person. So he tests to see if the light on the baby monitor is what's causing it. And he waves his hand in front of it and nothing happens. And then the shape starts to move all around the room, shoot across and disappear. So my husband was so terrified, he took the baby and he fell asleep on the couch that night. The last thing that happened there was we were getting ready to move and my husband was off that night. I kissed him goodnight and I went to bed. And while I was laying in bed, I felt someone sit on the edge of the bed, and then I felt something get in the bed and roll next to me. So I turned to kiss my husband goodnight, but no one was there. So I screamed. He came in. I told him what happened, and I told him, "I have to get out of here, and I have to get out of here now." I believe it was that week that we had moved out, and while we were getting ready to leave, I was the last person in the apartment, and I stood there and said, "I don't know who you are or what you are or why you have this need to mess with me and my family, but you are not going to follow me and I will not hear from you ever again." And I never did.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family. Available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now. Press subscribe and don't miss any brand new episodes of My crazy family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.